This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, as the U.S. grapples with reopening and containing the coronavirus, how has the UK managed the pandemic?
This is just fraught with difficulty, and I think there have been lots of successes too.
And what lessons can the US learn?
If you protect the vulnerable, then that's the way forward, isn't it? But the economy is wrecked. It really is. And I don't know how we're going to get through all this.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
As we come to the end of another difficult week, we want to take again a moment to honor just some of the many lives lost to COVID-19. Rene Chavez had big dreams and an active imagination, said his wife, Annette. Passionate about the animated He-Man series from the 80s, Rene launched a successful podcast called Nerds on a Couch, where he and his friends discussed, debated, and reviewed comics. Rene even drafted his own sci-fi stories.
Hello, everybody. Rene from Nerds on the Couch here.
As a high school English teacher in El Paso, Rene would often loan his comics to students to encourage them to read more. Rene was 45 years old. Dr. Elise Galati was a spiritual person. Her pastor said she had a particular affinity toward people who felt left out. A psychiatrist and social activist in the District of Columbia, Elise cared for drug addicts and HIV patients. She helped finance students' educations and feed families in need. For more than 50 years, the mother of two served as an esteemed faculty member at Howard University's College of Medicine. Until her passing at the age of 91, she never gave up her passion for dancing. Ken Kirkman was a friend to all, but especially to the underdog, his family said. Ken, who was 74, and his wife Karen grew up on the same street in Salt Lake City and were high school sweethearts. During their 50 years together, Ken served in the Army and as a mortician during the Vietnam War. He was also a bishop in their church. The couple hosted countless family barbecues with their children and grandchildren, who loved when their pop starred in their dance videos on social media. Renata McGuire was a devoted mother to the six children she leaves behind. Her oldest is 19, her youngest just 6 years old. The disabilities of two of her children inspired her to work with other children and adults in the disability community. Born and raised in St. Augustine, Florida, Renata's brother described her as fun-loving and generous. He said she loved to make people laugh and smile. Renata was 39 years old. Edna Raper, or Dolly to friends, was an outstanding Cherokee citizen, said the nation's principal chief. The 67-year-old was one of the few fluent Cherokee speakers in her neighborhood and known for making the best biscuits and fry bread. Kind and generous, Dolly never complained, not even while fighting breast cancer in her early 60s. The matriarch of her family, Dolly raised four children with her husband Frank in Oklahoma. They had 13 grandchildren and one great-grandchild.